And of course, yesterday, Finance Minister Tom Osborne delivered what is being characterized fairly as an election year budget. Net debt of the province still around $14 billion. We're showing a surplus of $1.9 billion, but in reality, it's a $575 million deficit again this year. Janice Byrne is the chair of the St. John's Board of Trade. She joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Patty.
Let's start with debt. How concerned are you?
Pretty concerned. And I mean, a budget is a wish list. The public accounts tells the true story. And Julia Mullally, our Auditor General, you know, has, you know, late last year made some great points. And even the government admits it. I mean, it shows all the financial indicators continue to show province is not living within its means. We do generate more revenue on a per capita basis than every other province. But, you know, it's a spending problem, and our per capita spending in these provinces is substantially higher. What we didn't see yesterday is any long-term plan to tackle this debt. And that is, you know, continues to be the main concern of the board.
How would you like to see that portrayed? Because they say they're aiming to spend less than $8 billion on the budget in 2022-23, deficit next year around $800 million, then decrease down to somewhere in $250 million. What would you like to have seen done so far as a roadmap?
Well, you know, and that is, give the government their due. I mean, they are trying to reduce the deficit, you know, and we have this paper surplus this year, and I think we all know what, you know, what that truly is. But it's just not happening quick enough. I mean, there's really got to be, and all parties have come together, we've got to get rid of this political partisanship. It's not NDP versus Conservative versus Liberal. It's not business versus union versus the citizens. We are all in this together, and there's got to be an impetus to act urgently, because this also goes to our people problem, Patty. I mean, we've got an aging population. There's nothing in this budget to deal with the aging population and the people problem, and you need a long-term strategic plan, you know, to continue to manage the fiscal situation. You still have to focus on the delivery of the valuable programs, no doubt, and services. But we've got to focus on getting better outcomes for our investments. Government has got to keep with its way forward and do that deep dive into the efficiencies of the government department. We need an update on the attrition strategy. Is it working? Where are we? Are those jobs being filled or not? We just need more information and government to really have the courage to continue. I mean, we had a financial crisis, you know, back in 2016 that appears to have disappeared, you know. We just need more answers and more clarity on the path forward.
What's in this budget for business?
Honestly, there were sprinklings. You know, that's how I described it yesterday to many people. There was a small business loan guarantee program pilot introduced with the Newfoundland Labrador Credit Union. That's a good step to, you know, attract investment. You know, we heard the announcements over the past few days in the mining sector in particular and aerospace initiatives. But, you know, nothing that we could really focus on to say, okay, this is going to get us in the direction we need to know. Because we have to make sure that the province is a good place to invest. I mean, when that company is looking to start a large project, it's the perception of the creditworthiness of the province is an issue, and we've got to tackle that.
Even the finance minister's own commentary says we still have a significant reliance on the price of a barrel of oil. All the while, the business community is forced to transition to look to what is a new global marketplace. Anything inside there to see any move away from our really severe reliance on oil?
No, and I mean, again, we're talking about new oil exploration yesterday, and you know, with ExxonMobil, which is all great, but you know, you can't control the price of oil. And in that respect, we can't control our revenues. So again, I go back to the budget as a wish list. What you can control is your spending. And, you know, I know the McKinsey report came out about diversification. We haven't had a chance at the board to really go through it, but it's a lot of the same thing we've been hearing from consultants here in the province over the last few years.
Insofar as consumer confidence goes, which will really be the driving force behind successful businesses, a little bit of pocketbook relief for the general public, cancelling the tax on insurance, for instance, a couple of subsidies in there for heat pumps and the like. Any of that have a positive outcome for business?
I mean, sure. I mean, anytime there's a break on, you know, your insurance premiums or anything else, it is good for residents, which means it's good for business, in particular small business. But again, why not, you know, the premiums on other forms of insurance as well, you know, commercial insurance, home insurance. But again, I'd like to, you know, get back to, you just need an overall concerted plan. And with that is not just a break in a fee and a service, you know, and a tax here and there. You have to look at your overall tax structure, do people want to come here? Do young professionals want to come here and stay here and build their business or their profession? We've heard, and the Employers Council has said this as well, that for individuals, the high tax rate is really an issue. So with this whole review of our debt and deficit situation and our worthiness to come and live and do business, we've just got to tackle everything. And we haven't seen the courage to do that yet from not only this government, but others before them.
You talk about the high level of tax and then the concerns also about a debt and deficit. More debt today means more tax tomorrow. How do we square that circle?
Boy, I wish I had the magic solution to that. But just acknowledging that it has to be tackled would be a first step. You know, and obviously this is an election budget. We're not going to get that in this budget, but it looks like pretty soon we'll be making the same advocacy efforts. I mean, you have to remember, too, the government did commission, it was an independent tax committee, to look at how, you know, taxation in the province. And by all accounts, you know, nothing that that committee said or recommended to government is reflected here. I think they had recommended a couple of things, like, for instance, really tackling the long-term deficit problem. And as well, things like HAPSET, you know, the payroll tax, and how that affects the ability to attract labor and small business in Newfoundland when the other Atlantic provinces don't have it. So it's those things. Just look at the work that's been done.
I really appreciate your time and analysis this morning, Janice. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
That's Janice Byrne. She's the chair of the St. John's Board of Trade.